Hey, this is your host, Tom Madison. This is Connect the Dots radio show, but it's actually radio TV. There's an image being broadcasted behind my voice. That's right. If you're not watching the image, why not? You know, I mean, really, it makes the conversation much more interesting. Hey, what do you say? It's Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. If you're in New York, it's 1 a.m. Sunday. Yeah. And you probably know what time it is where you are. Hey, you know what where the real epidemic is? It's called unresponsiveness. That's right. It's a worldwide epidemic. All the politicians are infected with it. And apparently a lot of other people are infected with it too. You know, just unresponsive, you know. It ruins life, you know. There's those of us human beings like myself that know how to be immediately responsive to what someone wants or desires. And if only people like me had the positions of authority, this world would be a better place. Hey, that's why I ran for president in previous elections as a write-in candidate. But where was my support group, you know? Is everybody that brain dead stupid? You went out and voted for Democrats and Republicans and you believe that crap, they're the only one. Well, if you didn't, none of you voted for them, then they couldn't win now, could they? Even though they cheat like hell, which the Democrats proved. Hey, in relation to, you know, the stolen election, I came across some information that actually the fake President Biden, they have him quarantined in a fake full-scale model of the White House on a military base. And if he's a clone, he probably doesn't even notice the difference. But that's some interesting news. Either way, he is like just NFG, period. You can look that up in a dictionary somewhere. Here, I just wanted to start with some interesting facts. Do you know, I'm always looking, paying attention. I'm coming across interesting facts all the time. Do you know the state of Nevada, 84.5% of Nevada is owned by the federal government? 84.5% of the land? That's astonishing, you know? I mean, what does the government do with all this land? How do they even acquire all that land, I guess, with taxpayers' money? And crooked politicians, you know, 69% of Alaska is owned by the federal government. Is that unbelievable? That's a lot of territory out there. 57.4% of Utah owned by the federal government. Hey, the list goes on and on. Federal government owns 53.3% of Oregon. Yeah, you know? And how about Idaho? More than 50% of Idaho is owned by the federal government. I mean, it's staggering. I could go on and on. All them big states out west, they own all of them damn states practically. It's unbelievable, you know? Federal government has too much authority of too much, including your life, you know? Unbelievable. I mean, the federal government is out of control. The people in the federal government are out of control. They are the most unresponsive bunch of jerks that ever walked the face of this earth, outside of the ones in other countries. They're even worse. But that's an epidemic of gigantic proportions on planet Earth, unresponsiveness. Hey, and I've done my own investigations, our galactic brothers and friends, sisters, and friends that are here to help free us, they're guilty of unresponsiveness too. You know, I mean, it's just like so much more could be accomplished if people would try to respond to what's requested of them. You know, normal things. We don't want to be responsive to ridiculous requests like wearing masks, social distancing, and taking poisonous vaccines. Yeah, the vaccines are poisonous. Take the time to find out the ingredients. You'll be horrified. Anybody who has found out the ingredients in vaccines, and that is public information, though they try to hide it from you, and then gets a vaccine, you are friggin' stupid. You're out of your mind, you know? You're willing to put poison in your body? There's no logic to that. You know, the whole thing has been a sham since they started the vaccine thing. And they are brainwashing you. How many times during the day do you have to watch commercials and news programs where they're sticking needles in people? You know, sticking a needle in a person, it's a form of torture. It hurts to get a needle stuck into you. Anybody that says it doesn't, they're either lying or they're trying to play tough guy. You know, if you can't feel a needle being stuck in you, you're dead already. You know, you've lost all senses. And, you know, human beings were not created to have needles stuck in them, really. And especially to have things injected into their bloodstream. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Your body is your temple. You know, when you allow some stranger to inject some poisons into your sacred temple, you know, it's almost like something biblical, the abomination on the wings of the temple. Well, hey, you know, it's been spoken, that's the end times. When you see the abomination on the wings of the temple, you're the temple, you moron. I mean, really? Don't you understand anything in life? Or have you been, we've all been brainwashed to some extent from birth. But, you know, people, you have to learn to think for yourselves. Have you seen the cartoon yet? You know? If you continue to watch this show tonight, you'll see it, the 100-year-old cartoon that depicts exactly the fake pandemic that they've been perpetrating on the people of the world. It's called The Warning Cartoon of How to Take Control of the World. And in this 100-year-old cartoon, it's over 100 years old, the cartoon, they're laying out the blueprint for what they've done in the last year and a half. And it shows they had this planned out over 100 years ago. And they finally put it into action a year and a half ago. And you don't need any more proof than that. It's not a conspiracy. It's a revelation of truth. You know, the evidence is there. They were planning this over 100 years ago. And they finally put it into action. And, of course, their plan from the beginning, before they even announced these things as Agenda 21 and depopulation, was to depopulate the world. Because the world controllers don't want that many people around. Too many people around makes it too difficult to control everybody. If they can lessen the population, hey, and there's the Georgia Stones, their public statement that we want to get it down to 500 million, which means we have to get rid of 90 to 95% of humanity. You know? Hey, here's my question. How many thousands of more people have to die before the cowards in government are going to say it's enough and stop this? You know, there's real scientists out there that have a totally different viewpoint on what should be being done. And they have a lot of important things to say, but not one of them is being allowed to talk on mainstream media news, because all the mainstream media news is owned by the elite that are the New World Order. The control freaks, that want to control everything that a human being does from birth to death. And your only purpose to them is to serve them. And that's the harsh reality. But we have governments, everybody in every government in the world, they're chicken shit. They're chickens. They're cowards. They're allowing this to happen. They've sold us out. They're more concerned about their bribe money and getting reelected to collect more bribe money. They want to ride the gravy train to the end of time, and the end of their time is coming soon. You know, we're in a timeline change happening right now. The Earth is supporting two timelines, the third dimension with the violence and the crookedness and the evil, and the new fifth dimensional timeline where everybody gets along. There's plenty of things for everybody. We don't have to slave sweat over work 40 hours a week. You know, we all share and we all get along and we're all happy, and the world becomes a beautiful place without any pollution. That's right. The timelines are going to split, and you better make your choice now. You know, there isn't going to be no evil government ruling in the new timeline. It's going to be a whole new system, sometimes referred to as the Galactic Codex. If you don't know about this, you need to find out about it. You know, 2012 blogspot.portal.com. It's out there. You know, geez, you can find it on Twitter even. Man, even though they kicked Cobra off Twitter, you still can find his blog spot out there. You know, it's carried by YouTube or one of the other BuySuit or one of the video companies, and they have it out there, and you can connect to it. Find out what's going to happening behind the scenes. You know, there's the Ashtar Command, the commander of the military forces of the Galactic Federation, that is going to round up all the bad guys that are holding out and still want to fight to the end. They can't win. They don't have the firepower. The military of the Galactic Federation is far more powerful. And the final statement by Commander Ashtar, his final statement to the people of planet Earth: they're going to obliterate the dark side, remove the extremely bad guys, and toss them into the central sun, where they will be disintegrated. You know, but the meantime, those no good so-and-sos are making us suffer by imposing all these martial law situations on people with lockdowns. Have you heard what's happening in Australia? Yeah, the government's been sent in. They're flying helicopters around. They're flying drones and make sure everybody stays in their house. And they have the right to come and take you and ship you off to a hospital where they'll probably force you to get vaccinated with poison to kill you quickly. You know, I mean, that's the whole scam, you know. If they don't get you with the first jab, they'll get you with the second jab. Don't you understand? These people want to kill you. You know, really? Are you that dumb? Don't you understand what's happening here? This is the New World Order takeover of all governments, and with the plan to kill as many people as possible. You know, they can't kill you fast enough. That's why they're bringing out the vaccines now, but they even have worse weapons. I won't even talk about them because I don't want to give them any ideas, but I know they have them out there. And, you know, we only can hope that we regain control of our governments before the even worse things happen. And they have many evil thoughts about many evil things that they want to do to humanity, because some of them are into torture and suffering. That's how they get their jollies. They're working with the demonic spirit beings. And some of them are possessed by demons. Yeah, demons do exist. You know, let's stop kidding ourselves. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. If you have any knowledge whatsoever, the parameters of human sight are limited. Anything that vibrates faster than our parameters of human sight is invisible to us. Doesn't mean they don't exist. They just exist at a different frequency range. And what you don't think you don't see the angels? They're vibrating faster. Or are you going to tell me, no, angels don't exist either? No. Throughout history, they've been talked about. And throughout history, demons have been talked about. And they've been talked about as being invisible. Sure, they can make you see them when they want to. You don't think there's any demons? Get yourself a Ouija board and start playing with it. The demons will show up so fast, they want to let you know that they're real. Except you won't like the way they want to let you know that they're real. They'll prove it to you real fast by making you suffer. Go ahead. But I warn you, don't do it. Because they love nothing better than people going and playing with the Ouija board. They'll quickly prove to you that they exist. And you'll have no doubts, but take my word for it. Take the word of others. Yeah, the demons are still here. You know, our galactic brothers and sisters are trying to remove some of them, but there's still plenty of them here. And they outnumber us, really. That's the latest info. As many as they removed already, they still outnumber us. Of course, they're invisible, so, you know, it's easy to pretend, oh, there are no demons here. I've seen plenty of people that are possessed. If you haven't, like, where have you been? Hiding in your house your whole life? There's plenty of possessed people walking around. And there's plenty of possessed people in government, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why they don't want to do anything for us. Because they've been sucked into satanic cults. And they're up to their neck in evil. And they're worried about being discovered. They don't want to give us freedom. They don't want to do anything good for us. And they don't want to tell the truth. Well, let me tell you the truth. The truth is, we, the people, had better start initiating some strategies to gain control of our government, because the event when the galactic beings land is not going to happen next week. And the latest news on the grapevine is the next 2 months, from August 15th to October 18th, there's going to be a lot of conflicts brought out on our world. And I'd heed that warning if I was you, and I'd just start getting together with your friends and start taking some control of your local situation. And there has to be a concerted effort to remove these crooked people in government. Yeah, old Governor Cuomo, yeah, he's going to get taken out for, molesting women. But he's more evil than that. Look at all the people that died because of his bad decision-making from the beginning of this. He was probably given the bribe money from the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, go along with the vaccines, quarantine the people, lock down the people, let small businesses lose their jobs. Yeah, there's plenty of money sent the way of politicians for that. We've got some really evil people here on the East Coast, you know. I'm from New York City, you know. The mayor of New York, boy, is he an evil son of a bitch, if there ever was one. You know, he's smiling on the TV. There's going to be more rules, and there's going to be less for you people who aren't vaccinated to enjoy in life. That's right. They just passed it. You can't go to restaurants. You can't go to this. You can't go to sports games unless you can prove you've been vaccinated. Boy, is he a nice son of a bitch, ain't he? Yeah. And what does he know about health care? Nothing, but he knows about taking bribe money, and I guarantee he was, I don't have to prove it. I know he's been given plenty of bribe money by Big Pharma. And then there's the health commissioner of New York, another little evil weasel out there on mainstream media lying to you, telling you the vaccine is safe. Tens of thousands of people have died in America. And the estimate by the real doctors, it's probably over 50,000 people have died from the vaccines. Not to mention the hundreds of thousands who have been severely harmed by the vaccines. Yeah, this is what's going on. And this is your evil lawmakers, like, still lying to you on the TV and still doubling down on people getting vaccines and lockdowns and prohibiting people from doing this, forcing the kids to wear masks in school, even though it's a known fact by real scientists that masks are unhealthy. Not that unhealthy, you know? Don't believe the lies. You've been tricked into fearing that you're going to contaminate somebody with something that you don't even know you have. Yeah. What kind of utter nonsense is that? When people are sick, they usually know it 99.999% of the time. And if you point out the one time when somebody doesn't know, that means nothing, period. All right? So cut the crap lying to people. You've created a fear-mongering situation, and you're doubling down on it. You're tripling down on it because I guess the money is coming in. And they're telling you, continue with the lies and the deception. And this is what's going on. And these politicians can be so easily removed from office if people would just listen to what I'm telling you. They're all fucking insane. That's it. Effing insane. And it can be proven. You ask them the key questions, and when they don't know how to answer, well, that is sufficient, will be sufficient evidence to prove they are insane. Their lack of knowledge will prove they are insane, and they have no right holding a position of authority, and they must be removed one way or another. You know, if they don't want to resign, we'll call the men in the white jackets with the straitjackets, and we'll forcefully remove them, because that's how they need to be treated. These dirtbags have literally participated in the killing of innocent people. Everyone who died from the vaccine would have never died, believe me. You know? None of them. And what about the hundreds of thousands that have gotten sick? They wouldn't have gotten sick either. This whole thing is a scam from the beginning, and they lied to you about the variants. Well, let's talk some real truth here. You know, I am an educated person, and I was posting this out on my website, my presidential website, from last July. So it's over a year now it's been out there. I think the site's still up. That the real cure has been known for over 100 years. It's vibrations. You use colored lights to project specific vibrations that pertain to the vibration of the virus or the variant. Doesn't matter how many variants are, it's the frequency. Using the proper frequency will eliminate, shatter all viruses immediately. You know, I mean, we could do that with our cell phones, really. If the government really wanted to help people, you know, call everybody on the cell phone and broadcast the frequency. And if the people just leave their phone on and listen to that frequency, they'll be void of any problem whatsoever. You know, it's really that simple. If you're listening to my voice, I've just explained it to you. Perhaps you know somebody, or perhaps you know somebody who knows somebody that is willing to go out and start educating everybody else that the cure is known. It's been known for over 100 years. Of course, right about that time was when big pharmaceutical companies were looking to take over medicine. And they were very successful at it. And they used movies to promote sticking needles into people. And they took over the colleges and saw that only medicine, a person going to school for medicine, the only things he can learn in any medical college is pharmaceutical medicine, also known as allopathic medicine, also known as fake medicine. You know, all those pharmaceutical products, they don't cure you of anything. They get rid of your symptoms, and they all have side effects, and maybe there's one or two, you know, out of thousands of products here, maybe there's one or two that actually have some benefits, or maybe there's a half a dozen. We'll give them a break there. Okay, but I can't name them. Maybe you can. Hey, call in radio show, you know, hey, call in and give us your 2 cents on the matter. But I'm telling you that the cure is known. It's frequency. You simply find out the frequency of the virus or the frequency of the variant, and then you broadcast that same frequency, and it shatters all the virus or all the variants. It's that simple. Like an opera singer singing the high C note that shatters the glass. You know, it's really that simple. You know, we could hire trained musicians to sing the proper frequency. We can make electronic tuners to broadcast the proper frequency. You know, this is so easy to do. Has nothing to do with injecting things into your body. And like I said, if you allow strangers to inject things in your body, they don't know what they're injecting in it. And you ask them if it's safe, they're paid to say it's safe. They don't know if it's safe or not. And what's the quality and control from the companies that make the stuff? I guarantee there isn't any. And I guarantee that when the New World Order wants to make the doses really toxic, they'll just send their employees into the plants, and they'll poison the whole batches so everyone will die within 15 seconds, and people have died within 15 seconds of getting these vaccinations, so-called vaccinations. And there's plenty of doctors that say they're not vaccinations. These are bioweapons, and they're changing your DNA, and it's all kinds of other bad shit, you know? Hey, I'm telling you the truth, you know, and then they've got so many things that are working against you. Lack of oxygen is a key thing, you know, that's what they designed. You know, this is a designed virus, the COVID one, the beginning one, you know, and the part of the thing was to lower the oxygen in your blood. But they're also doing that with the 5G, I bet you forgot all about, huh? Well, you shouldn't forget about it, because the 5G lowers the oxygen level in your blood. That's right. And everybody should get themselves an RF meter and see where the dangerous frequencies are. If you live right near a cell phone tower, you're probably overexposed. But you can get dangerous frequencies out of your Wi-Fi connections. 5G on your phone, that's really going to cause havoc with your health. And, you know, they're poisoning the air still with the chemtrails. You know, probably forgot about that too, because they got you running around in circles, standing on squares. And let's not forget, they are going after your children. That's right. They're going after your children. They want to stick the needle in your children. First of all, they're weakening them by forcing them to wear masks in school. And then when they finally And they're going to try to do it without your approval. They've gotten away with that in England and other countries already. That's right. And they're getting away with it in hospitals, too. Don't leave your children alone in hospitals. There'll be some sneaky nurse or doctor come around with the needle and just jab them before they can say anything about it. This is war. This is an evil war against humanity. And if you care about your children, do what your heart tells you. Protect them. Protect them from the government. Protect them from the mad scientists that keep promoting dangerous vaccines. How many more people have to get killed before you're going to wake up and realize these vaccines, so-called vaccines, are not safe? You know? And they haven't been... And God only knows what horrors wait down the road, you know, 6 months now from now, a year from now, when other side effects start showing up. You know, the history of vaccines is tainted with problems and long-term effects. You should do your own investigation and don't listen to the liars on TV, you know? The anchor person on the news, they're reading off a teleprompter. So whatever they say is what the person who sets up the teleprompter was told to put out there, and they just read off the screen. That's right. And then the people who do the commercials, of like the health commissioner of New York City, what a weasel dirtbag, lying to people, telling them wrongfully using his authoritative title to tell the people it's safe. You have tens of thousands of deaths, immediate deaths from the vaccine. We have hundreds of thousands of people harmed severely. How can you say something is safe? Is the bribe money that good? That person should be arrested and thrown in jail and charged with multiple crimes, you know, participating in the murder of innocent people. And the politicians are still trying to pass legislation to get the okay to jab your children with poisonous somethings, you know, poisonous ingredients. Your children are healthy, you know, and they want to... you know, just jab them anyhow. And then they think they've done their job. These people are devils. They're all devils. Anyone who promotes these vaccines is a devil. And is a partner, a participant in the murdering of innocent people. And they should be arrested and charged with deliberately participating in murder. That's right. They don't deserve any sympathy. None of them do. You know? The leaders of countries around the world that promote these lockdowns, Australia, the whole world should go against declare war against the Australian government, what they're doing to their people there. What's that, the new Nazi land? It's no longer Australia. It's Nazi land now. And New Zealand isn't far better off. And it's insane. You know, in California, you know, like, how come the governor hasn't been kicked out yet? The people got to do something. You got to be tougher. You know, you got to play rougher with these people. They're not going to look at Cuomo. The whole deck of cards is stacked against him right now. He still refuses to resign because these people love their positions of power. And they wouldn't give up their position of power to save their mother if they could. That's what kind of scum these people are. And I'm not going overboard with this, but these things have to be said and actions have to be taken. Like the timekeepers has said, the people's revolution is long overdue. Hey, I'm not for voting violence, but I'm at the same time I'm promoting strategic actions to remove these tyrants and devils from the position of authority that they are using to kill humanity and using to harm innocent people. And I said the next group on the list is your children. These people have no conscience, you know? They've sold their soul to evil, the devil, whoever you want to call it, but they don't have a soul anymore, or they couldn't be doing this. And that will I tell you, our galactic brothers and sisters say we should focusing on love. That's right. And we should be L-O-V-E. Of course, things have been made very hard for us to be loving, but we can rise above the occasion. First thing is to take off your mask. I don't care what the quack doctors have told you. When you're hiding your face, we can't see you smile. You know, plus you're harming yourself. What kind of an idiot you are? You're not protecting anybody. You know, it's been mentioned, you know, if a fart can make it through a pair of jeans, how can that stupid little mask prevent tiny germs that are smaller than the lacing on the mask? You can't. Yeah. A little common sense goes a long way. I hope you've been watching the video, because the cartoon is going to show up. You know, I talked about that last month. You know, this is the first week in August, the cartoon that shows you the planning of this fake pandemic was made over 100 years ago. And how much more proof do you need? You know, we won't call it a conspiracy. We'll call it an agenda, an evil agenda by world controllers. And that's exactly what it is. And they've enacted it. And you've gotten sucked into it. And you've been tricked into harming yourself. That's not good. You've been tricked into harming yourself. And you've fallen for it. And you people have been sufficiently brainwashed, most of you. Anybody that took the vaccine, you've been brainwashed, definitely. You're not thinking correctly. If you took the time to find out what was in it, if you took the time to get a second opinion, you would have quickly found out that no, that one, it's not a vaccine. Two, it has dangerous things in it. And let me see, in the past week or so, Rand Paul was questioning Dr. Fauci, you know, about how he was supportive of the Wuhan lab in China, where they were looking to create a coronavirus variant that was more easily passed along to others. That doesn't sound too nice at all now, does it? And, of course, Dr. Pelosi just went and called him a liar. You're a liar. That's not so. And stupid Rand Paul didn't have a flashy comeback to that. So, unfortunately, he didn't do enough. He only took it halfway. He should have said, no, you're the liar, Pelosi. But Rand Paul, he doesn't have the balls to really do anything. I mean, we'll give him credit for what he did do. He's the only one in the whole Congress that really actually talked against what's been going on or questioned Fauci seriously. Well, I won't say the only one, but let's face it, the ones who question Pelosi and Gates. But the good news is, hey, they're on the list. Pelosi and Gates are going to be apprehended by our friendly Galactic brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation. They've been put on the list. They are going to be apprehended at their time of their death or at the event, and they're going to be taken and tossed into the great central sun where they will be disintegrated. There is no trial on this. They've already been deemed guilty by their actions, and there's no way that they can get out of it, you know? So, we might find some solace in that to know that two of the real bad guys are going down. But there's still so many bad guys out there, and they're making our lives miserable. The governors, too many of the governors in the United States, they're still sticking it to the people they're supposed to be serving. And then forget about countries like Great Britain, that backstabber Boris, man. You know, and his partner in crime, Macron, the moron from France. I mean, if anybody deserves the guillotine, it's Macron. And Boris, I think, would be equally good for him, too. And then there's all those other crooks out there, Merkel, you know. And I think there's two Merkels. If you watch the news, the one she's got the puppet face with the big crease marks in her jaw, and then there's another one that doesn't have the crease marks. So one of them is a clone. Yeah. Clone. You're not alone if you have a clone. Hey, if no one was harmed, then no crime was committed. Unfortunately, people are getting harmed, and that means crimes are being committed. And whose fault it is? The government, yeah? And the New World Order, who is bribing everybody, and Big Pharma, who's also bribing everybody. A trinity of evil. Yep, they are committing crimes, and where's law enforcement? Are they all bribed, too? I mean, really? How come the people in the military, there's got to be good people in the U.S. military, how come you haven't rounded up these saboteurs and traitors to America? You know, violators of the Constitution, acting in an insane manner, jeopardizing the health of innocent people with their actions. They need to be arrested. Why aren't you doing that? Damn. You know, if I was president, the orders would have been given. This pandemic would have never happened because I have knowledge of health care, and it wouldn't be out of control. First of all, we wouldn't have any people sick in hospitals because, you know, I know the real cure. I'll say it again. It's vibrational. Discovered over 100 years ago and got swept under the carpet. And, on purpose by Big Pharma, because they were nothing but a servant of the New World Order, and they were more concerned about making money than anything else. And, you know, if you heal people, you can't make too much money off of them. But if you keep giving them concoctions that alleviates one problem but causes another, man, you got them hooked for life. And that is the that is the Big Pharma sales plan, if you really look at it. You know, I've told you before, if you listen to my show, the inside of it, forget about, you know, all the commercials say, yes, sir, doctor. Well, I think the doctor is probably the last person you want to ask. Sure, there's good doctors out there. But you know most of them are crooks nowadays. And I know from somebody who works as a pharmaceutical salesman, I found out the truth. He goes, look, and I show up at the doctor's office. The appointment's made for me already. I go in there. He pulls out his list of all the perks he wants. And then my job is to chew him down to get him to accept the least amount of perks. And then we'll have a deal. And whenever you come into his office, whatever you say, he'll prescribe something from that company that he made the deal with. This is how it works today. This is how it works. Sure, there's some honest doctors out there, but even the honest ones don't know real health care because it's not taught in the universities. You know, pharmaceutical companies basically own the universities. Give them enough bribe money, give them enough freebies, and universities are happy with that. They create the curriculum to Big Pharma's standards, and everybody is happy, except for you that goes to the doctor and trust he's going to do what's right for you. Well, maybe you'll luck out, but there's a good chance you won't, because that's the way it's done. It's done the same way in other countries, too, you know? Sad what's happening, but that's why we have to, the citizens have to gain control of their government. And the first step is to remove the insane lunatics in charge of the situation now. All the governors in America that are still promoting lockdowns and mask wearing, you need to be removed on because you're insane. And believe me, it won't be that hard to prove you're insane, but just ask you the key questions. Aren't there any lawyers out there? I don't expect lawyers to be listening to the show because they're too busy counting their money. But maybe you know somebody who knows a lawyer that'd be willing to take these issues to court and be willing to get rid of these insane governors, you know? I know exactly what, you know, people like me know how to solve problems. You ask these jerks in power the key questions, and they will definitely hang themselves in a short amount of time, you know? It's not that difficult to trip up these con artists when you have the knowledge, the truth, and you know how to ask the key questions for which they will have no answers. And then it's just a matter of time before you get them to contradict you, themselves, and then you're proving that they are illogical and insane. And it's time to start doing this. Everybody's sitting on their hands and doing nothing. You know? I mean, that's what's really sickening. There's those of us out here, like myself, we know what needs to be done. Removal of the insane people in office. And that will be the start to end all this crap. And then go after the bribe takers and the con artists who just want to mislead everyone for profit. They can be hunted down, too. It's not that difficult. You know, I mean, really? Where is law enforcement? Do they have to? They're waiting for the captain of the local police department or the commander-in-chief of the state to give them the order to do it. It's not going to happen because all the people in high places have been taken care of. There might be one or two, but in general, all the decision makers have been sufficiently bribed to go along with the charade. Or they're just so damn stupid they actually believe the lies they're being told. Either way, you know, it's you people on the ground level that are going to have to make the decisions to go in and arrest the real criminals. If you're waiting for your superior office to give you the command to do that, don't count on it happening. You know? Just look at the United States. You know, we got a fake president who won a crooked election. You think he's going to give the proper command? He's one of the criminals himself. Why hasn't he been taken out? I mean, come on. The guy isn't competent to even finish a sentence correctly. How can he be allowed to hold that position of authority? Isn't there anyone with any guts willing to make the decision, make the command, take this guy out? You know, he's an imposter. He's unqualified. He's stupid. He's a bribe taker. You know? And a pedophile, right? And we all know that. We don't need any more proof. We have enough evidence. But what? Where's law enforcement? Why aren't they going to do something? You know? That's their job to be doing it. I mean, sure, I'll admit probably all the key people at the top of law enforcement, they're all part of the sham. They've all been sufficiently bribed, or they're chicken. They don't want to stick their neck out there, or some damn excuse. But, you know, I'm talking to you people out there. Hopefully somebody out there listening knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that wants to do something. You know, maybe they can call in next week or something. And we can start the retake over of our government right through this radio show. Really, it's not that difficult. The strategies of how to do this, it's known already. It's just a question of getting people to get up their ass and do something, you know? And do the right things. We got some really bad criminals who've got key positions of authority. They have to be removed from office. I mean, I shouldn't even have to explain this, you know? But apparently, nobody is doing anything. You know, that's really getting results. I mean, I hear, I follow up on the Galactic Federation. Yeah, they're taking out things, energy screens, weapons, hideouts of the dark side. They're, you know, they're doing things that we probably could never do. But at the same time, they're unresponsive to allowing us to help them in the situations. You know, there's a lot we could be doing here down on the surface. All it takes is one news agency to counter all the bad ones, you know? Isn't there one decent human being left on planet Earth with enough money to set up his own broadcasting network? And we can, you know, basically expose all the fake news stations with one good station and get the people's attention so they'll only listen to truth and they will no longer listen to the liars. And these people on the mainstream media, they it can be so easily proved that they are lying to you. So easily. But if there isn't one station allowing to hear the truth be told, they have a monopoly, and they're using that monopoly to brainwash you people that never learn to think for yourselves. You know? That was the title of a famous Beatles song, Think for Yourself. Well, you ought to be thinking for yourself, and you ought to be thinking about your children. I'll tell you again, they're coming for your kids. They want to stick needles in them and take away their childhood and make them sick and invalids the rest of their lives, if not outrightly kill them. You know, the evil creatures that want to take over our world, some of them are not even from our planet, you know? They're the evil of the evil, you know? Evil creatures have been from other worlds, have been on our planet for hundreds of thousands of years. And they've gained their control of the New World Order, the rich elite, who think they're running the whole show, but they don't realize that the ETs from other worlds are really have made puppets out of them. But they don't have any problem with that as long as they have mountains of gold to count and can boss everyone around and feel the power of ruling the world, even though it's through totalitarian rule. You know, the Illuminati started off as a good group at that same year. That was a good year, 1776, a year for revolution, a year for good thinking. the Year for Actions. They started off as a good group, but eventually they got overtaken by the dark side. And now they're in the palm of the hands of the dark forces, along with the Masons, and along with the Jesuits, and along with the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, they're controlled by the dark forces. Do you ever see that, three-dimensional artwork that looks like something out of hell that the Pope sits in front of inside one of the chapels or something? Hey, and I'm not being sacrilegious here, but how come nobody ever asked the Pope, what's that antenna sticking out of your skull cap, your being there? Why do you have an antenna sticking out of it? You know, come on. We know God doesn't need for you to have an antenna if he wants to talk to you now, does he? So who are you communicating with that needs to put an antenna on your, and you have to wear this hat with an antenna on it? Come on, we want to know the truth here. You know why, but why don't you tell us? And we'll all know. It's got to be something evil, because God doesn't need anybody to walk around with an antenna on their head to communicate with them. You know, people, you got to ask some serious questions here, you know? How can you look up to somebody who wears a skull cap with an antenna sticking out the top? Doesn't that suggest something wrong? I mean, really? You know? Question everything, as they say, and we should be questioning. But we also have to concentrate on love. When we go out there tomorrow, smile at people, open the door for somebody, be courteous in any way possible, tell somebody a joke, make them laugh. You know, those are all loving things to do. Give the person you love a hug. Don't worry about catching the cooties. I mean, really. Who would have known that old childhood game of you got the cooties was preparing us for you got the COVID? You know, touch somebody, now they've got it, you know, please. So anyhow, that's what you need to do, good things, and concentrate on that. But at the same time, we have to unify together to do some strategic actions to remove the bad guys from office. We can't allow them to continue with this. I mean, it should be obvious now. There's no stopping them. You know, they've gotten away with this much. They're going to try to get away with more. Do I have to explain that to you? I mean, really, as the saying goes, wake up and smell the coffee. You know, it's so obvious. Well, if you had watched the TV part of this show, you saw the cartoon. If not, well, you can download the archive of the show in a couple of days when it's out there. This is BBS Radio. This is Station 1. This is Connect the Dots radio show. Can I say, I've got a lot of good vibrations out there on YouTube. And we're getting to the end of my show, and you're going to hear some music by me at the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, and you're the party in kind. It's a fun song. But go on the YouTube, you know. Check out Subway Fantasy 2. You won't be disappointed. Check out Subway Fantasy. Check out The Earth, She Loves You. That's right. And maybe you'll get some inner feelings and love for our Mother Earth. Because the Earth, she does love you. She loves me. She loves all of us. And all she wants is to be loved. And then maybe after you watch that video, The Earth, She Loves You, you'll have it in your heart to project some love to our dear Mother Earth tomorrow. Okay. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, get somebody, find a lawyer, find a law enforcement person that wants to arrest the criminals, you know, have them call into the show. You know, we got to get something going here. It's up to us, people. It's the people in charge aren't doing shit. Mr. Andrew, I'm going to give you the countdown and take us out of here. And the people can listen to my music to end the show. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. Took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to